morning, everybody. Day 4 of my mowathon. I've now left my accommodation at Beaumont-sur-Sarthe on the D338, if you wanted to look it up, or alternatively look on the tracker. Poured with rain, absolutely hammered down with rain last night, and my spare suitcase with my clothes in the back of the grass box, which I foolishly hoped would be protected, certainly soaked on the outside. I don't know what the clothes are like on the inside. I set off in the rain. I was unable to do any checks because it was absolutely hammering down. Got 500 metres up the road and an oil light came on. So I panicked a bit, pulled over. The rain had eased off ever so slightly, so I checked the oil and everything seemed fine. Continued along the road at 80% power, which lost me about a kilometre an hour. Monitoring the light, it was flickering, going on and off. So I notified Atesia via email or the people that needed to know as a precaution, because I want to care for this machine and make sure it gets me to Scotland. It's important to me and Atesia. I got a call from Rene, who told me that there's no need to panic. The oil light in question, there's actually two, but the oil light in question is the temperature oil light for the hydraulic system. The hydraulics, this is a hydrostatic machine, so all of the transmission is powered by a hydraulic pump. And anybody who works in grounds maintenance will be aware that it doesn't have the transmission of your car, for example. So he told me that because I'm travelling north and the temperature's getting cooler, that the oil gets thicker and it takes longer to heat up and get round the system, and I will have to leave the machine running for a little bit longer the further north I go until the system is up to operating temperature. So there's no panic. I've now resumed full power. I'm currently doing 16 kilometres an hour along the D338. I've stopped a bit this morning because of this, just to be sure. But I hope to maintain my rate and to be at Atesia at Conk for I've got a reception and interviews with French media, and I'm going to be meeting some Atesia dealers, I believe. And then I will be on the Friday night ferry for a Saturday morning landing now, and not a Friday morning. So we're just hoping that we can get the British press to play ball the other side, and then I shall continue up to Scotland. We're hoping, if all works well, and thank you to David, I know he'll be listening to this following the tweets, we'll be popping into Allthorpe to cut a bit of grass and have a Allthorpe house, to cut a bit of grass and have a bit of a photo shoot. Thank you, everybody. And I mean this sincerely, for your support. I know I'm not responding to all of the tweets, but I'm looking at all of them on the screen as they come in. I do miss a few and have to backtrack and look through later on, but because I'm not responding to everyone doesn't mean to say I'm not looking at what you're saying and appreciating your comments and support. I really am. I truly am. It means a lot to me that so many people are considering what I'm doing was worthwhile. I hope we're doing some good. I can see the total is rising. So a lot of non-Landscape News Network members are starting to contribute now. A friend of mine who stayed with us last week and who helped me prepare the tractor for leaving on Monday, he sent all the details. He's nothing to do with the landscape trade. He sent all of his details to to 20 acquaintances in his address book, and one of them donated last night, so that's very good. I had just a bit on the accommodation last night, very dated. The meal was awful, so it was a particularly comfortable night. Although it's better than sleeping out in the rain, I suppose. Anyway, sorry for babbling on. I will update.